So religion is a law of polarity, is part of a law of polarity. So you have spirituality and spirit, which is infinite possibilities. Whenever people hear new information, they automatically shut it down because they have been programmed. To find my truth, I was introduced to spiritual understanding through the church. That's not the only way of how you can gain spiritual sustenance. Hey, you guys, I still am recovering with my voice, but I had to really make this message because I've had several different comments, specifically one person recently that has been leaving a lot of comments on my divination videos. So I have to explain this. So thank you so much for leaving your various comments, regardless if you agree with me or not. I really don't care. We are here to be the highest expression of ourselves spiritually. And yeah, so this prompted this video. So thank you so much. This is how religion works. So religion has a purpose, and I'm not talking from a religion standpoint like most people think about religion. So religion is a law of polarity, is part of a law of polarity. So you have spirituality and spirit, which is infinite possibilities, chaos, divine chaos. And then you have religion, which represents the physical world and the laws, the universal laws playing out in the physical world. So this is where people miss the connect in religion. So religion serves the purposes as of giving a guide rail to that infinite chaos, giving it organization, giving it a body, if you will, for us to take all of that infinite possibility and information and putting it into practical use here in this world. Going to Christianity, because that's what I came from. I'm not a traditional Christian, but I use the Bible as a teaching tool and a form of divination, as there are over 100 practices of divination in the Bible. I can go on and on about that. But anyway, staying on topic, many people may not know that through the formation of their doctrine, there has been many councils that have formed their doctrine. So you have about 8 to 10 primary branches of Christianity. From out of those 8 to 10 branches comes over 50 different branches of Christianity. So what has happened in the Western culture's idea of freedom is control, okay? About conquer, about being really grounded in the ego. So what happens is that missionaries, their mission is to spread their idea of Christianity. And that comes with conquering. And they still have the idea, and they teach the Bible through the lens, through the filter, through the different variations and the different translations, starting in like later 1500s through the different translations. So I know the Western culture isn't that old, but it stems from a lot of the kings with that same idea of divide and conquer, my way or no way. These are my laws, my statutes, and if you don't follow them, then you're condemned. Now fast forward to the establishment of America, and as they started to go out and do all these different missions, that they took that idea and ingrained it in their ministry. These different conquests, it was politically driven, but through the filter of religion. So you have this idea using the name of God. It's mixed with politics and conquering and the ego and very masculine driven, the energy of masculine driven ideology, to have people conform to their idea of truth. And when you throw the label of God on it, then you better do it. And that's the idea that has been spread throughout the world. Fast forward to nowadays, where, you know, people are not really murdering people for their religion per se. I mean, I'm pretty sure some places in the country and also some places in the world they still do that. But people will slander other people. People will condemn people for going against their idea or their program of Christianity, or program of what is true, program of their religion. So when people don't conform to their idea or their taught doctrine, aka program, because it's really just a program, that means that a person has attached themselves to a program and they refuse to accept any other program, almost like a computer that has been programmed to operate off of one specific operating system, and when another operating system or program may enter into their field, it's considered to be a virus, and the computer software will shut down that virus. But it's just new information, just a different way of how to operate. Whenever people hear a different way of how a text is explained or with new information, they automatically shut it down because they have been programmed. And that program keeps them in that loop. Now, I have no problem with programs. I mean, we all are operating in some form of a program. We all are operating in some form of a religion. And when I say religion, I'm talking about a mindset. Religion and program can go hand in hand. Politics and program can go hand in hand. Family values can go hand in hand with programming. Okay. So we all have a program. But what I have a problem with is when people try to attack others for having a different program, religion, belief, etc. That's where I draw the line. Because what happens is that through people's willpower, they will overpower another person's willpower. They will impede on another person. So before laws changed, you had people that were executed because they went against the religion of the land. Now people will execute people's character, will cyber bully them. They will try to belittle them. They will try to infiltrate in any way that they can to gain access to that person, to have them conform to their will. Now, I come from a background that is of Christian, traditional Christian, like Baptist, different variations of Baptist Christianity. Now, my mother didn't force a lot of religious beliefs onto us because she grew up in a strict home. And I didn't have a regular spiritual practice. Every once in a while, we would go to a church, blah, blah, blah. But I had a spiritual hunger. I had to go through the avenue that felt comfortable to me to find my truth. I was introduced to spiritual understanding through the church. But that's not the only way of how you can gain spiritual sustenance. I could walk out the door into the middle of all the trees, the grass, the rain, in nature and be fulfilled. God has a natural grand design throughout the universe and throughout nature. I believe it was Apostle Paul that said that even if someone did not know of a God, they couldn't deny that there is an infinite source. I mean, he didn't word it just like that though. So we don't really need man's idea of religion. To reiterate, the initial purpose of religion is to give divine chaos guide rails, to give us spiritual practices to obtain higher levels of spirituality and consciousness, to step into our divinity, not to use it as a way of how to control people. You have all these different pitfalls or traps that people can fall into. So the first one can be the family unit, where this is acceptable in our family and you have to abide by these rules and that's it. We can't help that. We are born into that. Stemming from that, you have political restrictions. If you're going to be part of this party, then you have to believe this and you have to vote this way. Furthermore, religion. If you believe this religion, then you have to follow by these rules in order to be part of this religion. It's almost like a club. Another thing, through religious studies, referring back to Christian studies, the formation of all of these branches of Christianity came from various councils that they would hold where they would debate doctrine. And whoever had the strongest debate and gained the most votes, that would determine what scriptures were included. Mere men debating what makes more sense and has a cohesive flow in the narrative. That's how we get all these different translations and these different branches of Christianity or different branches of any type of religion. So you merely believe what you believe because someone had a stronger argument. They gain more votes. That's it. And through those different councils, you have all these different branches. You may only know about a handful of them because you live in a country that only projects certain religions, upholds certain ideals, and supports certain doctrines. You see these senses that say Christianity. These could include Gnostics all the way to Presbyterians to Catholics, etc. Now, the reason why we have so many different religions is based off of the ego. Okay, so we started off on one accord. You decided that you don't believe in this one small part of the doctrine that I formed. So you go and start your own doctrine, your own group of followers. And I've noticed it's almost like, who can have the most influence? Whose religion can gain more access to people that will equate to more power? Form of power and control, but it's also about history. A person can live on for an endless amount of years through history. Their physical body can die, but their legacy can live on. So instead of being a small fish in a big pond, someone will go to another pond and be the big fish in that pond. So when a person starts a religion or a religious movement, they branch off from the bigger crowd and become the leader of that smaller branch. That's another reason why we have all these different religions, because it's better to be an author, a creator, the head of a small group instead of a follower of a bigger group. Well, you can take a step back and look at how humanity has formed these different ideas that we can fall or have fallen victim to. We all have fallen victim to something, whether it's family, values, politics, religion, degrees, education, whatever it may be, that we can understand how we can find our own freedom in this world. So believe what suits you. You're the individual soul that came here to express yourself through your soul. So your soul has no identity. Your soul has no religion. Your soul has no politics. Your soul has no political view. Your soul has no family values. Now, you may have a soul family, but your soul has no family values. All of that is based in the physical reality. And the whole idea of condemnation, let me share this real personal thing. Okay, so like I said, I came from a Christian background. When I became an adult, that's when I really dived deep into biblical studies, and I really dedicated myself, because as a child, we were wishy-washy about going to church, blah, 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 all that stuff. So naturally, I'm a laid-back person. I don't like to force myself onto people. However, being a Christian, to save that person's soul from eternal condemnation, I had to go out and evangelize. Naturally, before, during, and even now, people will gravitate towards me and just start opening up to me. I didn't have to go out and project. However, if I really want to save their soul, and I'm really serious and I really love God, let me go out and project my truth onto them, knowing both of us feel uncomfortable about it, but let me go ahead and do it because I'm a good Christian. Let me do it, you know? We don't have to project. We don't have to save anyone's soul. By you allowing your true light to shine through yourself, through you, through your actions, you living your divine truth, you will draw the right people to you. You don't have to go out and search them out. One scripture, the Christ said, go out to the highways and byways and tell them of the good news. Now, esoterically, highways and byways, as we are the body of Christ, that the highways and byways are the arteries, are the inner workings within ourselves. So highways, byways in the mind, the synopsis, the thought patterns, the ideas, everything happens in the mind. Further on in the body, making sure that your circulatory system is operating properly. This is symbolically. Or literally, going out into the highways and byways and telling them of the good news. It's you walking the walk. Regardless if I'm on a highway, if I'm in my house, if I'm at my job, I'm the walking embodiment of the good news because I'm living the good news. How good is it for someone to see someone as a living example of the teachings of Christ? That's what that means. Someone as a living example of the teachings of Christ. That's what that means. It doesn't mean go out and let me go use food, use clothes as a tool to gain access to a person. No, that's manipulation. Let me go out to these other countries and use medicine and food as a tool to gain access to those people. That is not what that means. And I know that just based off the universal laws and based off of internally. I don't want someone to bait me in with basic necessities. Because what happens if you look at the history, they bait them in. What happens before you know it? They've taken and stripped those people of their spiritual practices, their spiritual knowledge, gave them some watered down doctrine. And I'm not saying, I said doctrine. I'm not saying the Bible is not powerful, because that's my all right there. Okay. Along with my divination, which the Bible has over 100 forms of divination. Quick plug. I have several links to downloadable PDFs off of my shop going over divinatory practices of the Bible. So you can check that out. It's not the full list, but it's a good starter for anyone that may be curious. It's politics, using it as a tool. You don't need to manipulate people into God, into trusting God. God is everywhere. The divine is everywhere. Angels are everywhere. You don't have to bait them. You don't have to trick them. You don't have to manipulate them. You don't have to project onto them. Let people live their truth. And people are waking up to it. Like, seriously. Come up out of her. Babylon, that was written when the Israelites were in captivity in Babylon. Babel, what you say out your mouth. Babylon. The pitfalls of all these systems in this world. We had to break free of them. Babylon is a machine. Babylon, you could call it a machine. You can call it energy. You can call it a spirit. It's a spirit of captivity. Captivity in the mind. That's where it starts first, in the mind. So I don't care about a person's religion. I don't care. I really don't. Because every religion has an archetype. And these different archetypes have different names, but they're the same archetype. When you understand how systems work and how stories work, you realize that you have to have an antagonist and a protagonist. Every great movie, book has that recipe. So it doesn't matter about a person's religion to me, because I understand how archetypes work and how systems work. And together, I don't care what your religious beliefs are, but if we had that same energy, we could work together, we could vibe together. It doesn't matter. Because all these stories and all these stories are based off of archetypes that we can use to gain access to control over ourselves, over our minds, and over our lives. Not to fall victim to the story itself through these different ages. It's nothing new under the sun. It's the same information repackaged and remarketed. That's it. So the new age, the age of Aquarius, is nothing but the same information repackaged, because the subconscious mind gets tired of the same stuff. The conscious mind gets tired of the same stuff. If I come to you and recite a scripture or recite a popular phrase that was popular in the 1920s, generation, the younger generation of this time is going to look at me like I'm crazy. However, if I say it in the slang or in the language that they understand in 2022, they're going to be like, oh, that's deep. because the times change, the language change, the story doesn't change. And part of the story is the archetypes. The settings change, the time change, but not the story. The story doesn't change. The archetypes don't change. So find out the archetypes in your life, and you realize that this story is just the same, repeating itself. So that way you can apply it to your life to come up with a solution for the problem in your life to overcome. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and putting up with my scratchy voice. Hopefully soon that it will be completely cleared up. I hope this video helped. Give this video a like, leave a comment. You can share anything. It's very much appreciated, even if you don't agree or if you want to add to it, share it, regardless if you agree or don't. All of that helps the analytics, you know. And check out those links that I was telling you about with the biblical divination. And I'm going to continue to teach it. Yes, I am. I love it. Nothing's going to stop me. I have been ordained for to do a specific purpose. As you have been ordained for to do a specific purpose, live out that purpose to the utmost. And you will always be blessed. All right, this is Ashley. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
If you would like to expand your knowledge base surrounding mystic arts of the Bible, specifically biblical rituals, herbs, oils, how to decode and understand the biblical text, with powerful healing candles, bath soaks, holy water, blessed oils, all sourced directly from the Bible. There's also decorative printable art, including our 12-month Zodiac Angel wall calendar that makes a great resource for your studies and planning for your rituals. And currently, at the time of this recording, we offer personal, spirit-led prophetic readings. You can find the link to our 5-star shop listed down below.